America is nothing like Germany, and all of these lib comparing it sound like such
No, thank you. Germany didn't flip a switch to become Germany. All right, let's do this. For the sake of censorship, I will be calling him Rolfi. Rolfi joins the German Workers' Party. Everyone's like, oh my God, he's such a good speaker. We should keep propping him up. He builds a reputation. Some people didn't like what Rolfi was doing, so they arrested him and put him in prison. Did that stop him? We all know the answer to that. I am worried that not all of us know the answer. Please keep watching. He uses economic struggles to his advantage. Tell me when you start seeing similarities. 1932, he places second in the German presidential election. January 1933, Rolfi's appointed chancellor. February 1933, the Reichstag fire is used as an excuse to suspend civil liberties. March 1933, becomes dictator of Germany. Dachau, the first concentration camp, is opened. This was for political opponents and anyone who opposed Rolfi. Nuremberg laws. This stripped Jews of citizenship. Press censored, trade unions banned, undesirables face escalating persecution. 1938, the Night of Broken Glass. If you don't know about this, I need you to Google it because it is extremely important. This was a violent state-sponsored attack on Jews and what Rolfi used to really ramp up the concentration camps. 1939, World War II begins. Final Solution is launched. Industrialized genocide begins. This wasn't one random day where everyone got on board. It was slow, it was methodical, and they turned groups of people into enemies. Don't say you haven't been warned.